We have an ice jam of epic proportions that has formed in Kent, rivaling an ice jam that once threatened the covered bridge years ago, I mean many years ago, in West Cornwall. Kent Center School, by the way, is closed today, and Housatonic students who are unable to travel to school due to the potential danger on the roads are being excused, but the administration there is asking students to call the high school in the morning this morning. In addition to Kent Center School being closed, there's no Housatonic or Oliver Wolcott bus runs in or out of Kent. With that being said, let's speak to somebody who really has been on point at this situation. That is Brian Oler, our representative in Hartford. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
So, you know, I say epic proportions. I'm old enough, even though I'm a kid, to see pictures and remember the ice jam that happened in West Cornwall back in the, I think it was 50s. Not quite as long, but it posed a severe danger to actually lifting the covered bridge at the time off its stanchions. But what you see in Kent really is just unbelievable.
It is. And talking to a lot of the older residents in town, they certainly can't recall this. There's an employee at Kent School who's been there for 30 years, and he has never recalled anything like this. And it's all the result of a number of variables that came together at the right time and the right circumstance to see what we have today. You know, to reference the deep freeze we had, I think it started right on Christmas Day, and it lasted for about 2 weeks. We had sub-zero temperatures, and the Housatonic was at a standstill from the Long Island Sound all the way northward. And then we had 3 days of 50, 55-degree weather with 3 inches of rain, and those variables alone just swelled the river to the point where it broke up all of the ice. And if you look geographically where just south of the Route 341 bridge in Kent, there's two 90-degree angles, and it's very narrow, and it creates a natural choke point. And that ice had nowhere to go. And talking to one of my friends who's a meteorologist, he's trying to estimate how much ice is in place. And he said if it consists of ice up to two states, that's about a mile long, and it could be up to 12 feet thick in some areas.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that not only did the mild weather affect us, but it affected north of us. And so we had on top of the ice that was in the Housatonic itself, ice coming down, as you said, from states north of us.
Right. And so if you go to Cornwall Bridge, right by the country store there, northward, it's all open water. Yeah. And you go to the Great Falls and Falls Village, there are, you know, there's a large volume of water coming behind it, and there's only two U.S. Geological Survey meters in the river. There's one in Great Barrington, and there's one in Gaylordsville. So it's a 50-mile difference, and you can't really gauge what the volume of water is in Falls Village compared to what is in Gaylordsville, because, you know, if the water level is lower in Gaylordsville and higher in Great Barrington, then you could assume that water is backing up and can't get freely through that ice jam. But we know there is a channel somewhere within that ice jam that the water is getting through at this time, because we don't have the flooding right now. But if and when that channel is blocked, unfortunately you can't stop a river. It's going to exploit any weak spot and then flood that area.
Now, a whole bunch of people got together, and this emergency was declared. Does anybody? Are there any contingency plans to deal with this, or is this just something that nature has to take its time and deal with?
We're developing contingency plans. So part of this emergency declaration, and it wasn't to alarm residents. What that does is simply enacts a chain of events that will be beneficial to Kent if and when we need any type of serious resources. And what that means, so the Department of Homeland Security is aware of our declaration, and they are going to be descending. They're sending a whole team out. We have a meeting down there at 9 o'clock this morning with logistics chiefs, supply chiefs, incident command chiefs, per se. And they're going to be, there's about 5,000 sandbags on the way, flat-bottom boats, high-water vehicles, and also contingency plans to say, you know, if and when we do need to break this up with manpower, there have been large cranes used in the past with large construction wrecking balls. But that process needs to be very slow and methodical, and it needs to happen in the right areas, because we don't want this to release all at one time. If that does happen, then Gaylordsville and New Milford will be put on warning that there's going to be a large volume of water headed their way. So We're hoping for a slow, gradual thaw. It's just the wrong time of year. We're probably not going to get a significant thaw in January for some time now. We're hoping for 50-degree weathers next week, their temperatures next week, but we're just hoping that Mother Nature can take her course.
Now, what happens if in tonight's forecast, I mean, there's a possibility for 3 to 6 or even maybe up to 9 or 10 inches of snow?
So that could be good and bad. You know, we're looking for something to kind of nudge this ice jam out of its place right now, because we've had sub-freezing temperatures the last 4 days when this was created. So it's really just one big ice bar, just not individual pieces anymore. But with, even if we got 10 inches of snow, that could be roughly an inch of rain. If those feeder streams north begin to melt eventually back into the Housatonic itself, that could be enough volume of water to nudge it southward, or the ice jam could stay in place, and that water is going to continue to flood the Kent School area or the South Commons area.
Now, this involves Region 1 and the district, and you pointed out something in that emergency warning, is that even when that ice jam breaks up and moves away, they're really going to have to inspect Route 7.
Yes, DOT has been a big part of this equation, as well as the Connecticut State Police. There's state police presence 24/7 in Kent at the roadblocks. Once the road is clear, meaning Route 7, the DOT is going to have to inspect every inch of it to check its integrity, because while water can be detrimental to a roadway, so can ice. Ice is a very powerful thing, and even if it makes contact with a house, it can put a house off its foundation if it's the right size ice chunk.
All right, so this is really going to go on day by day, and this will really affect students in the Region 1 school district, not only in Kent School, for as long as this emergency is in effect.
It is, and there's, to the parents out there, there's no imminent threat to Kent Center School, but if you're familiar with where the two locations are of Kent Center and the Kent Boarding School, they're in close proximity, within a quarter mile. They're, that 341 bridge is the only thing separating the two schools. Kent Center School, in their circumstance, is at a higher elevation. Mm-hmm. However, the ice jam is right up to their back parking lot where teachers park. So we felt it was best to err on the side of caution. We consulted with Pam Vogel and Florence Budge, the principal, and given the circumstance and given the declaration, to put some parents' minds at ease, there's no sense in having 200 plus kids at the school today when the situation is still fluid.
All right. Well, keep us abreast of the situation, Brian. You're doing a fantastic job.
I will. Thanks for the fair, Marshall.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Brian Oler this morning talking about the ice jam in Kent. And we will keep in contact with Brian and keep you updated with more information here on Robin Hood Radio. And we thank Brian once again in this very, very busy time for taking some time out early this morning and joining us here on Robin Hood Radio.